Ryan, were you surprised when you got the call from the Patriots?
Definitely. You know, I know Tom's a great player, but the opportunity for me to learn from him and further my knowledge under that coaching staff was something that I was really excited about when I got the call, and, you know, I can't wait to get started.
Bill Belichick said you're kind of a film and football junkie and the son of a coach, and that you two had a lot in common. Can you talk to me, and actually all of us, about how your meeting went with Bill Belichick?
Yeah, like Coach said, we're a lot alike. We're both coaches' sons and love the game, and so we want to do anything we can to get advantage, any film we can get, watch film all the time, and learn your game. You know, learn your position. That's what you got to do, and that's what I love doing.
Ryan, when you came here, what were your thoughts? Because here's a team that has Tom Brady. It's before the draft. You're visiting the Patriots. What was on your mind as you were visiting here?
Well, you know, I love the visit, actually, except for the delay getting out because of the weather. But I love my trip. You know, I love the coaches there. You know, the staff is a great staff. Obviously, there's great players. You know, I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to play for the greatest organization in the NFL right now.
Was it frustrating to fall down to the third round, Ryan?
Obviously, it's frustrating, but for anybody just to get a chance to play in the NFL is something that a lot of people don't get to do. So it's a dream come true for me, and I'm happy, and I can't wait to get started.
How emotionally difficult has the process been? Because you've been under more scrutiny, perhaps, than any other player for a variety of alleged things that you've done, et cetera. How stressful has it been? How emotional was it when you got a call?
When I got that call, it was a great feeling just to know that somebody wanted me. It's been a long road to get here. I've been working my tail off for 10, 12 years now, and to get here is just, it's unbelievable.
Ryan, you'd say you're excited to learn from Tom Brady, but you're used to playing. How much do you think your patience will be tested by not playing, and do you think you're ready to handle that, you know, waiting and learning? Because the natural thing is to want to play.
As a competitor, I want to play, but this gives me advantage to prolong my career by, you know, playing behind Tom and learning all the little, you know, dinks and dunks from him and getting as much knowledge from him as I can.
Ryan, is it disappointing? You mentioned 10 to 12 years of preparation. Is it disappointing that that can kind of be wiped out in essentially one night?
No, I mean, not disappointed. It's just, you know, my name got called, and that's all I want. That's why I said from the get-go, I don't care where I'm drafted, I'm going to go and try to help the team in any way I can. So when I got that call, I was just so excited.
Ryan, do you see yourself as a successor to Tom Brady a few years down the road? Is that your plan?
I mean, I think that's any player's plan. That's a backup, is to take over once the guy in front of him is done, or, you know, or whatever. So that's what I'm going to work to do. I'm going to prepare myself every week, you know, the season, like I'm the starter. That's how you got to be as a second or third string. You never know what's going to happen. There's been teams lose two or three quarterbacks in one game. So every week I'll prepare myself like I'm starting the game.
Ryan, where are you right now? Are you with friends and family?
Yes, sir. I'm with a lot of family in Arkansas.
In Texarkana?
Actually, I'm in a little bitty town at a hunting lodge.
A hunt? So you hunt?
Hunt, fish, all of it.
Where do you meet Nate Solder? He's been killing elks for years.
Yeah, Nate called me earlier.
Hey, I'll ask you the tough question that we have to ask. There was so much scrutiny about off-field issues and alleged drug use. Can you address any of that right now so we can just get it off the table?
You know, it's just people talking. You know, and I'm focused on getting up, getting to New England and getting with the Patriots and learning as much as I can and getting on the field as quick as I can. You know, it's just something that's behind me. It's in the past, and I'm looking in the future.
Do you feel like you were mislabeled, or is that something that you've accepted and are willing to, I guess, prove people wrong who didn't draft you?
You know, I'm going to go up there and do exactly, you know, be the person that I am. I'm a people person. You know, I love to be around people. And so I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to work, you know, as hard as I can to get on the field. mislabeled, if that's what you want to call it, fine. I think I was portrayed in a different light than the people that know me and know who I am.
All right, I got to ask you this. What do you hunt?
Deer, mostly.
You ever shoot one?
Yes, sir.
How many?
I only got one so far. I missed a couple. That's the bad part about it.
So you're inaccurate.
No, I don't get a chance to go that often.
Hey, are they going to be, with all this uncertainty with the lockout, are they going to be able to get a playbook in your hands? Are you going to be able to come up here, Ryan?
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, do they have plans to fly you up here?
I don't know all the rules as far as what you can and can't do, and so I do what the team tells me that I'm supposed to do.
Okay, I guess I should ask it this way. Do you have immediate plans to come up here this weekend?
You know, I don't know yet. I still got to talk to the team and work some things out. I've been on the phone back and forth with them, and so, you know, if we come up there, great. If not, I'll be up there as soon as I can.
Ryan, how would you describe the connection that you had when you sat down with Coach Belichick on your visit here?
You know, it was like talking to an old coach. I'm a coach's son, so I've been around coaches, and Coach Belichick's a great guy. You know, he loves his players, and he loves the game, and that's something that, you know, when you're a competitor, that's what you want. I felt like I had a great connection with him, and I guess he did too.
Before you had a chance to sit down with him, what did you think of Coach Belichick, and what did you think of the Patriots?
Man, just the first thing that came to my mind was dynasty, about how well, you know, they played in the past and their scheme, what they do. It's something that I really like. I like how they run their system. And I always thought it'd be a great fit.
You played with against Stephen Ridley. He mentioned the rivalry. Are you excited to play with him now after competing against him fiercely in college?
Definitely. That's the fun thing about the NFL. You go from being rivals with somebody to being teammates, you know, in 1 year sometimes.
You said you'll learn the dinks and dunks from Tom Brady. How do you think you fit in this offense from whatever you talked to the coaches about while you were up here?
I think it's a perfect fit. After watching film with the coaches when I was there, and me and Tom are kind of the same. I mean, we're not fleet of foot. Obviously, we don't run fast. We pick defenses apart, and you know, and we know what's going to happen before the snap, or we react post snap, and that's why I feel like I'm liking a lot.
Ryan, we all know about your arm strength. What's the farthest you've ever thrown a football?
87.
87 yards.
Yes, sir.
It's all right.
What's the? Have you ever thrown on a jugs gun? You ever thrown had it measured for speed?
At a camp my sophomore year, I threw at a I threw like 67 going into my sophomore year of high school.
Ryan, I want to go back to the difficult question just so I'm perfectly clear on this. The issue about drug use, are you saying that you have never used before, or maybe you have and that's in the past and you're not going down that road again?
All I'm saying is that's in the past and I'm looking in the future. I mean, I don't think, you know, that stuff's a problem. You know, I think a lot of stuff, there's been a lot of stuff said that has definitely been false. But I'm going, you know, I'm looking to the future and looking to be a Patriot.
Ryan, one issue, though, you say a lot of stuff in the past is false. If you help us kind of clear it up, then, it, you know, what to believe and what not to believe. Can you just clarify anything that you'd like to say now that you think has been unfairly labeled at you?
I mean, there's people that say stuff all the time, and the only thing I can do is go out and prove them wrong, and that's what, you know, I intend on doing.
Ryan, can you talk about your friendship with golfer John Daly?
I just met John for the first time on the Gruden show, actually. He did call me tonight, though, after my name got called.
What do you guys talk about?
You know, he just tries to help me, you know there's going to be people trying to bring you down, and, you know, surround yourself with good people and you know, just take care of yourself. And you know, he's a really good guy. You know, he's had his problems, and he dealt with them, and now he knows what, you know, what he could have been, and he doesn't want to see the same thing happen to other people.
All right, Ryan, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.